As the city of Seattle, Washington grew in the 20th century, it expanded toward Lake Washington. The lake became attractive to growing suburban municipal governments as a place to dispose of wastewater. By the mid-1950s, 10 sewage treatment plants were operating near the lake shores, dumping huge amounts of wastewater into the lake every day. In 1955, researchers working with Dr. W.T. discovered the presence of cyanobacteria, also known as blue-green algae. This algae grew and darkened the waters. The algae also accumulated on the lake shores where they rotted and fouled the air. The water became cloudy and fish population declined. Dr. Edmondson hypothesized that this was due to the sewage treatment that was flooding into the lakes. He and some of his colleagues wrote a paper concerning the issue but didn't gain any recognition. Because of this, they decided to take the information to the general public. Within 3 years, efforts were being made to divert the sewage water away from the lakes. This diversion was completed in 1976, and the blue-green algae was practically gone, and the fish population dramatically increased. New challenges have risen due to increasing popularity of the Seattle area.